Taylor, let's catch up. Now, usually I'm very enthusiastic out of the gate on these things, right?
I
I
was
mean,
going to say, you were pretty enthusiastic still, despite the demolition that we just saw from your team, the Bucks crushing the Eagles on Monday night. I am so sorry.
Taylor, thank you for that. It's very sweet. I'm trying to teach my son Levi a lesson, Taylor. You can tell me if this is possible. Can you teach a person to love sports and not love a team? Is that, like, is it
I don't
possible
know
to
if that's possible.
just enjoy the game of football? So I'm trying to just enjoy the playoffs. That's why you hear a little brightness in my voice. I'm trying to just enjoy the playoffs for what happens, sort of the unpredictable fun nature of what goes on and crowning a champion and the playoff structure and the bracket and the entire thing. I love. I think it's fantastic. I love the crazy weather games. I love the
Speaking
unpredictable.
of a game that I just thoroughly, obviously, I had no dog in the fight other than me picking the teams and wanting my picks to be right. But
Sure.
I also was rooting for the Lions, but I picked the Rams to win. But talk about one of the best games in the playoffs from Wild Card Weekend so far.
It's funny. You have to sort of sift through the pile of trash to find this amazing diamond, right? But it is. It's and it was sort of perfectly settled right there in the middle, right? It sort of as we had two games each day, and the second game obviously on Sunday being that Lions and Rams game in Detroit. Taylor, that was a spectacular game. And
It was a
going.
spectacular game, and I felt so amazing for the city of Detroit. I was rooting for them hard. I was rooting for Jared Goff really hard, watching the clips from him going into the locker room after the game, after they won, just so fired up, and his team, Dan Campbell giving him the game ball. Like, it makes you emotional. I don't care like who you are. I don't care what team is yours, unless I guess it is the Rams, but even take them out. Like, even Kelly Stafford posted something today saying, now that we're out of it, I'm definitely rooting for this Lions team.
Yes, you
It's
have.
just, this is why we love sports, is because of what the Lions did last night.
Well, remember, so Taylor, a couple things. First of all, I love that Goff after the game said we really wanted Dallas. That was really cool because obviously that game that came down to the 2-point conversion that was called back, et cetera, that they really wanted sort of retribution on that, and that would have been cool to see. But of course, you have to root for Goff. And the fact that he admitted that all the players knew it was about, he's saying it's not about me, but you could tell the way they all rallied around him and made
Right.
it about him. And that was so cool because no matter what, you got to think Goff, it felt like a raw deal what happened in LA to take the team to the Super Bowl, to
Yeah.
be traded for Stafford, to have to sit through a season in which you watch Stafford go and in his first year with McVay win the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. I mean, all of it was just wow. So now for him to be the guy that wins the first playoff game for Detroit since the 90s, something that Stafford couldn't do. Obviously, you got to finish out, win the Super Bowl to truly say, all right, this all worked out perfectly. But for it to be a playoff win that Stafford couldn't deliver through Stafford and McVay, that was awesome. And Taylor, just one thing about that game, with about 5 minutes to go, the Rams down a point past the 50-yard line. If not for a holding call, the Rams are going to take the lead there. I mean, the Rams are
Yeah.
in field goal range, right? And then that holding call and it all, like, it was that close. It's just funny how brutally close these things are. And of course, Higbee getting
Oh, it's a
blown
game of inches for sure.
out. If Higbee catches that ball, then of course he gets destroyed and his knee is, I mean, that was an amazing hit and he was already bobbling the ball. But there's so many
We
just ifs.
love to see comeback stories. We'd love to see Jared Goff come back on the Lions and win the first playoff game in 31 years, 32 years. We love to see Baker Mayfield kind of bounce around, and then all of a sudden he's the guy in Tampa, just beat the Eagles in the playoffs. Everybody had kind of cast him aside.
And he was injured, right? Questionable for that game. So really, really cool. I'll say this much. One thing that
Jordan Love.
oh my God. Okay, we'll save the Cowboys for a second. I only want to put one stamp on the Eagles, which is this. 10-1 again. You remember my brilliant theory for them to rest everybody against Buffalo and gear up for what was going to be, a really difficult portion of their season. And obviously they won that game against Buffalo and everything unraveled since. But I'll say this much about this game and the end of their season. How can you be so bad on third down defense and then also so bad on third down offense? I mean, Taylor, not a single third down conversion officially. 0 for 9, I think it finished. They got one third down conversion based off a penalty against the Bucs and allowing 6 of 14 third downs for the opponent and to, you know, for the Bucs, and really to finish the season, the regular season, as the 31st worst defense, third down defense. That's hard to do. That's hard to do as a playoff team. It's hard to do it as an 11 win team. It's only slightly outdone, I suppose. I mean, as an Eagles fan, you know, as the Eagles tonight, you know, on Monday night, certainly feel like all is lost. You know, maybe that Cowboys loss helps them feel better, Taylor. I mean, how shocking.
I mean, the Cowboys, all the shocking things we saw. I could not get over what happened to the Cowboys. I was thinking about it all morning, all afternoon. I'm sure it's been talked about ad nauseum. I even texted you this before we did this podcast saying I can't talk about the Cowboys anymore. We know that there needs to be a change at coach. We know that it's going to happen. When it's going to happen, sometime, I assume, over this next week. Lucky for me, I'm on news all week.
You will use that. I know you will. And it's so incredible. I meant to
but
just
does Bill Belichick go there? We have to ask it. Does Bill Belichick go to Dallas?
You know,
if he wants to go to the team that has the best roster, it's Dallas. But can he coach under Jerry?
That would be an amazing pairing that I'd certainly love to see. And I'm sure Jimmy Johnson has some incredible advice for him in regards to doing that and doing it successfully, which obviously happened. You know, in going back to the Cowboys and that game specifically, it just, you quickly break out the Cowboys schedule and you want to rack your brain. You're saying, wait a second, I don't think they lost the game at home all season. And then you even go back to the season before when it had been so long. I mean, this team, Taylor, the Cowboys, if anything, were so dominant in that building. Dominant in that building. And to think that there was never even a
They were manhandled.
There wasn't a moment in that game where it felt like the Cowboys could win. Not a single moment. That's just of everything that happened, and we can get to the Texans briefly, but of everything that happened for Super Wild Card Weekend, Taylor, that's got to be the most shocking, right? I mean, of course, CJ Stroud to start it the way that he did was mighty impressive. But Jordan Love, that Packers team, it felt like the Packers identity was something that hadn't really come alive until that game. And it certainly did. And to think that the Packers have not lost in that building is also hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, whatever, throw it in there. And it's just bad news for the
Cowboys. It's just, what's mind-boggling to me is that they make it so far every year. But this felt like the year where their team was actually good enough to do it.
There was a path for
Mike McCarthy cannot. He can win a playoff game, but he can't take them farther than that. And this time, he couldn't even win a playoff game.
And it's the fact that it's again, you know, the fact considering the opponent for McCarthy, I mean, that's got to just feel awful. I really do feel terrible for him and for Dan Quinn, and just everything was seemingly moving in the right direction, and then just. As we look at a team that just can't seem to get to the conference championship game, now doesn't even make it to the divisional round. But Taylor, let's quickly turn, I guess, just the Browns was a team that clearly we know that you're all in.
That was my biggest fear. They were going to be the ones to upset the Ravens, but the Texans looked phenomenal. We knew that D'Amico Ryan's coming in. Their team went from worst to first in the division. We knew D'Amico Ryan coming in, taking over this team. Look what he's done with the 49ers, the best defense in the league the last couple of years when he was with them. Now look at this Texans defense, 2 pick sixes.
Taylor, 45 points against the best defense in football, not to mention an incredible defense against the pass, and for Stroud to look as unfazed as he did. And frankly, it could have been worse because Schultz dropped what would have been a huge play for them early in the game, which I thought was going to cost the Texans early, but Stroud just kept coming back to it. And obviously hits Schultz at the end of the first half. I don't know what to say about Stroud, because first year head coach, first year quarterback, winning the division, destroying the best defense in the league in the wild card round. And it's a shame.
It's unbelievable.
Those votes are in, and frankly, Coach of the Year could very well come down between Stefanski and D'Amico in the end. And it'll be funny. It probably will go to Stefanski. And then you'll look at this playoff game and think, well, how's that possible? Of course, it's a regular season award. And Dan Campbell, of course, will get votes too. But Taylor, what Stroud did. So I guess, should we flip the page and just look at the divisional round now and start going through?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm scared for Saturday.
You're scared. Look, you're worried. You're worried about the Texans. And this is what happens always. You know, you see so much that wild card weekend, your mind tends to fade on the teams with the bye, right? For a second, you forget how dominant Baltimore and San Francisco are because you see such impressive performances wild card weekend. I'm real quick on my predictions this week, really quick. I want to hear you thoroughly give whatever you have here, but I am real.
Okay, toss me the games.
Okay, so we just went through it. I mean, Baltimore and Houston, we're not talking against the spread here. We're talking about winners.
I'm going to take Ravens. I'm going to take Baltimore. They've had 2 weeks.
And let's remind everybody, you have the Ravens and the Niners in the Super Bowl with the Ravens winning. I had the Browns and the Niners in the Super Bowl. I didn't give a winner, but the Niners, you know, I told everyone that my father-in-law bet on the Niners. And like so yes, I'll give myself Niners as the Super Bowl champ to still be alive here. But I'm sorry. Houston is an incredible story. But to beat Baltimore on 2 weeks rest, you know, it's a lot of people say that Lamar is unproven in the playoffs, you know, and that's fine. But this just feels like, I'm sorry, but I see three teams in the division round this weekend that are thrilled about their opponent. And Baltimore's one of them. Because if you could have told Baltimore 3 weeks ago that they've got a chance to go to the AFC Championship game by beating Houston at home, that's all that's in their way. I mean, you'd sign up for that 1,000 times, right, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And now that it's here, it looks different because you got 45-14 sitting there and you're going, wow, what did they just do to Cleveland? But to do it again, to do it against this opponent, I'm with you all the way. But let's just advance. We're advancing Baltimore. Houston, congratulations. We're advancing Baltimore. All right. We're saving the other AFC game. Again, a quick one here, but you've got now San Francisco gets Green Bay, a historically beautiful matchup for the league. When you look back, you know, some amazing
history,
right? Some Steve Young and Favre games there. You know, you've had some, you have Kaepernick and Rodgers, some really fun games there, but
no way the 49ers go out against the Packers though.
It just feels nothing's impossible. This weekend gets to prove that to us. But I'm sorry.
Were horrible.
Yeah. It's okay. We can admit it. Look, we were both wrong about the Browns. We were both wrong about the Cowboys. In the closest game of the weekend, we each had one, Lions or Rams. Okay, split a hair there. I had the Lions, you had the Rams. All right. It's tough to predict. This time, it was tough to predict. But I think there are three teams in this divisional round that are just thrilled with their opponent. San Francisco, again, wow. You get Green Bay in San Francisco. What do we say here? I mean, I just don't know what the formula
is.
What's the formula for the Packers beating the Niners here? I mean, you get up to another. I mean, look, it would be, I guess, what they get against Dallas.
Turning the ball over?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you turn Purdy over, if you score in your first drive and turn Purdy over the way they did to Dak, like, yeah, that's your formula. If you can be up 14-0 in San Francisco, the Niners have proven not to be a great team coming from behind. But this is. This just feels like a very difficult uphill battle considering what they just did. I mean, they put everything on the line to beat their former coach. You know, I mean, it was special what they did in Dallas. I just don't see it again. So San Francisco advance. So Baltimore and San Francisco, we've got advancing. Let's look at the other NFC game. I would also say that Detroit, if you told them 2 weeks ago even, that you've got a trip to the NFC Championship game on the line at home against the Bucs, they would think they were dreaming. They would think they were dreaming, Taylor.
I'm going to go with the Lions, though.
Of course you are. I think Baltimore, San Francisco, and Detroit can't believe right now what's in their way from being in the championship game. These are just, I'm sorry, but these are, it feels like opponents handed to them on a platter. It just does. And Tampa, again, to see Baker doing it again, I just don't see it. I think Detroit now, It's that sort of that feeling that's, you know, sort of off their back. It's not about whether they can win a playoff game. It's not whether this team is for real. Like this is established now. The fact that Dallas is out and they get to host the game is right. To have two playoff games in Detroit, this is huge. So these are the ones where I think it's simple. Now let's go to a game, Taylor, which is so much fun. And we're so lucky that we get it. That we get Josh Allen and Mahomes part three in the playoffs. And this time in Buffalo, where of course, Taylor, how much did they pay you to go out and shovel the snow in Buffalo this weekend?
Shout out to Cam Wolf, who is our reporter for NFL Network, who was assigned this game, and he has been crushing it all weekend, going out there in those frigid cold temperatures, bundled up, but not complaining, with a smile on his face still. So I do not envy him, and he did an amazing job.
He so did. And by the way, speaking of frigid, let's also say, by the way, was I right about one thing this season? As many things as I've probably been wrong about, can we say one thing?
Yeah.
The Dolphins are what, Taylor? What's the word? The Dolphins they're adorable. That was
cute story.
The Dolphins are adorable. Cute story, fun, adorable animal in the water, and an adorable opponent for the Chiefs on a very cold night. So now you've got Chiefs.
So Sam, I am torn on this Chiefs game. I would have said absolutely the Bills. But I don't know. The Chiefs looked good. The Chiefs, it's like yesterday I'm watching the game and it's like, well, here come the Chiefs.
It so looks like that. Now look,
it's January, here they come.
I have this piece of paper.
They decided to wake up.
I wish I didn't write this down and then send it to you, but I had my matchups in the divisional were Cleveland at Baltimore, which is not happening. KC at Buffalo, which is great. I'm glad it's happening. Tampa at San Francisco, which is happening. And Detroit at Dallas, which obviously isn't happening. But moving on to the championship game, I had Browns at Bills. Lions at Niners, still intact. But I guess I wrote down Bills. I wrote down Bills. And you know what? Maybe this is just that season, Taylor, where it looked so wrong for so much of the season for Josh Allen and the Bills. I mean, the only quarterback that was more of an enigma than Josh Allen, if you look at the entirety of the season, is probably Jalen Hurts. And flip-flop it, that Jalen Hurts looked great early and really suspect late, and Josh Allen looked really suspect turning the ball over early, and recently has been the Josh Allen that we expected, including that remarkable run in the game against the Steelers on Monday. Taylor, I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to quickly say that for you.
I think Buffalo is the better team. I really do. But there is something about the Chiefs this time of year. I don't know. This is a coin flip. I would go with, if there was a gun to my head, I would say Buffalo.
So are we just, we're in agreement across the board? How could, as a podcast collectively,
did we go through them all?
We still have to, we did. We quickly went, because we quickly said Baltimore. Oh, Detroit. Right. Okay. So moving on, right? I mean, there was so little to, what can we possibly debate? I mean, how could you really stand in a straight up matchup? How could you possibly stand with Tampa, with Houston? Right? I mean, how?
I was shocked. I was clearly wrong this weekend with the Browns were going to beat the Texans.
I just don't know how you could say Green Bay, Tampa, or Houston is going to outright win that game. I don't know how you could feel that right now. It just feels like such an uphill battle. So I think this is the game where, and collectively, we're going to say that neither one of us is going to say Chiefs. We're going to both dismiss the Chiefs here. Pencil them in for the championship game every season, it seems, right?
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on the spot for one more question.
Okay.
Where does Bill Belichick end up?
I'd love to say that it feels like an arms race between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Like, I would love that, you know, that would be so fun to see them sort of feuding it out like free agents, you know, as if there were two teams in Major League Baseball, you know, trying to sign Shohei Ohtani or something. But I don't see the Eagles firing Sirianni. I could be wrong. I just don't see that. You just have such an easy out in putting this on the coordinators and moving into a season. Sirianni's won, you know, he's been in the playoffs each of his years as head coach. He took the team to the Super Bowl. It feels a little quick to do that. So you asked the best question off that, Taylor, which is, could Belichick coexist with Jerry, right? The Dallas thing seems the most fun, but
it makes the most sense, like team-wise, roster-wise. The most talent is on the Cowboys. You're thinking
Super Bowl, if Belichick, which we know he is just thinking, if it's only about Super Bowl, it feels like that would be it. But when you look at the openings, Taylor,
Atlanta. He was just met with Atlanta. That was public. They announced it tonight.
It really feels right, doesn't it? I mean, look, to follow, I mean, Pete Carroll out, like Seattle's also interesting in a way. I just don't like West Coast Bill. I think it's kind of hilarious. I'd love to see that, you know, but it's.
I think Jim Harbaugh goes to the Chargers.
that's, yeah. And obviously that also, that interview also happened, and that would be fascinating to see. I love that. I mean, I think that gets
finalized this week. And then I think Bill will take his time, but I think he ends up in Dallas. If you want another ring, don't go to Atlanta. I'd go to Dallas. Atlanta needs a quarterback.
But Bill also likes the, you know, he's could be the, you know, is he the quarterback whisperer? Like, there's a lot to prove there. I'll say Atlanta to be on the other end of it, Taylor. Dallas is just like, is it too perfect a story? Is it too perfect that it would be Belichick and the Cowboys? And I'll say this much. I mean, obviously, as an Eagles fan, it's the last thing I want to see. Last thing I want to see is Belichick with Dallas. It's just, I mean, that's, and as I told you earlier this season, it is more enjoyable to watch Bill Belichick win games than to lose games. I that was proven to me this season. I like it when Bill Belichick is coaching in meaningful games and has a powerful franchise. I think that's really more exciting than what this was. Just brutal this season to watch what happened in New England. All right. We have the Chiefs done collectively here, right? We're comfortable saying that. Okay. And we're going to say, I'll say Falcons to take the more measured approach. You're saying Cowboys, which is fireworks and just incredible. I mean, really just wow. And I, you know, Phil, I mean, look, Philly could say that's our chance and we, you know, we got to go get him, but I don't see it. I don't see that.
We shall see.
Yeah, we will. All right. Well, Taylor, look, divisional round. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the Ravens. I feel like these are gift matchups this week. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to jinx it, but it just feels like if you would have asked each of these teams, if you could have Houston, Tampa, and Green Bay, please, they'd sign up. They'd all sign up and say, thank you for that. How did the cookie crumble that way? All right, Taylor, so much more. I can't wait to be with you after the divisional round. And this is just going to be absolutely wild.